Hello and good afternoon. Please forgive me that I don't speak Spanish, but hopefully Jose can translate any questions. I'm Martin Walker. I teach chemistry in a university in New York, and I've been a Wikipedian for several years. Some of you may have heard my talk on Wednesday about producing offline releases of Wikipedia to distribute in schools and so on. That got me interested in this idea of assessing articles, but this project has become really an important project in the online Wikipedia, where really the 1.0 group is the most visible, in fact, is in this assessment scheme, which has proven, I think, very successful in the English and French Wikipedias, and we would like to see it spread to other groups. So I will go fairly fast through slides. Many of the slides are just pictures, really, to give you a sense of things. So these are the topics I will cover, showing first why this assessment scheme came in, at least from the online perspective. Then I'll talk a bit about some of the WikiProject assessments, and particularly the quality scheme, and then how we look at importance. I'll mention briefly the applications to the offline project, but I really covered most of that on Wednesday. So most of you are familiar, if you were at Wikimania 3 years ago, that this was the big theme, I think, that Jimmy Wales was trying to say is, we need to switch from counting articles to really looking at how good things are. I've called these the community-wide schemes, things like featured articles. That's not to say that the WikiProject scheme isn't community-wide, but what I mean is for the reviews and the assessments, anyone in the community can really participate, and everyone can participate all at the same time. But the WikiProject-based schemes that I want to talk about today work more at the project level, and there's nothing to stop someone from outside perhaps lending a hand if necessary, but mostly these are subject experts. So you have chemists assessing chemistry articles. You have people who like The Simpsons assessing Simpsons articles. No, just people who volunteer on the Chemistry Wiki project. You all know featured articles, good articles, and the statistics show a steady growth in these, and these are very important. But of course, they only represent certain things. A criticism I've seen, which I think is somewhat valid, that I happen to agree with, basically, is that very often the focus is on, you should have a capital letter for this. You should have a space before the unit. You should use italics for this, and so on. And less focus on, is the article complete? If we have an article on Leonardo da Vinci written by someone who is an artist, we may have a beautiful article that complies to all the style issues, but largely ignores his contributions to inventions. So people focus on what they know about. And if you have a general population commenting on a specific topic, we see this a lot with chemistry articles, that most of the reviewers at FAC say, I don't know much chemistry. I can't really review this. So that's one factor. And also, what about the rest of the articles, the other 99.7%, which we haven't really assessed at all? So this is where the WikiProject-based assessment comes in. And I'm assuming that most people know what WikiProjects are, but just in case you come from WikiHow or something where such things don't exist, these are groups of people who self-identify as being interested in, this is the section on religion, and you can see they start at the letter A and they go through. We have thousands of these, or at least more than 1,000. And many of them are inactive. Someone started them, thought it was a good idea to start one on Brahmoism or something, but lost interest and it died. But something like Christianity or Buddhism is likely to still be going and making valuable contributions. We have the Wiki Project Assessment Scheme that takes information from these, and we have almost complete coverage of all of the Wiki projects. There are very few which do not participate in our scheme, and perhaps you'll see why soon. It's hard to judge exactly how many there are, because we have a thing called a task force, which is really like a sub-project within a project. And we have someone here from military history on the English Wikipedia, which really pioneered task forces. The American Civil War Task Force, the World War II Task Force, the French Military History Group, and so on. And these work within a Wiki project. They're not separate. They all work under the umbrella of, in this case, military history. So judging the exact numbers of those is hard, but it's clearly over 1,000. I think it totals about 1,700 separate lists that we track. Now, these assessments that they do are very quick, mainly focused on quality, and it's based on a universal scheme that all of those 1,700 groups are all using the same basic assessment scheme. Sometimes groups will tailor it slightly to their own needs. Importance kind of uses the same scheme, but importance is relative, whereas quality is more of an absolute property. So, and I'll get to that when I give you more detail in a minute. They record those assessments on a talk page. From the talk page, those data are collected and placed on a set of pages that the Wiki project can use. There are three main pages. There's a simple list of the assessed articles by quality, and these lists, as I will show soon, give you a certain amount of information, the date the assessment was done, and whether the article appears in the 0.5 release, and things like that. Then there's a log of, actually, that's really bad thing to say. What I should say is the log of all changes to assessments. If someone does a new assessment, it shows up. If someone says this start class article is now C class, that will show up in the log. So that if someone is going around demoting all of the project's articles, you can see that. It's also good for spotting talk page vandalism as well, actually. And you also get a stats table, which the Wiki projects love. They usually put that right at the front of their Wiki project page to say, look how many articles we have, and look how many B class we have, and look how many A class and featured articles and so on. It's a nice summary of what the project does. And then we, at the 1.0 project, collect all those data. Here's a more graphical summary of the same thing. So the person does the assessment, tags the talk page, the bot collects it a couple of days later and gives the information back in a nice readable format for the Wiki project. And then we, at the 1.0 project, collect the global information. So let's step through the process. Here is the article on Lake Ontario. This is an older slide from, I think, probably 3 or 4 months ago. Actually, I just noticed that. It said, my bro actually saw the monster, I'm not kidding. But I'm glad they added that to the talk page. So it's relevant to the Lakes project. It's also relevant to the Canada project because it's a lake in Canada. So you can see within this, they have task forces for the geography of Canada and also Ontario, where the lake resides. So someone at some point inserted that this was B class and of mid importance to Canada. This is what the quality assessment scheme looks like. You can, if you type, actually, I should put this on the. You can see this if you type that into the English Wikipedia, WP:assess. And it gives a brief summary of what each of the criteria means. If you're just a user who reads the articles rather than edits them, and you want to learn about what this scheme involves, this gives you a rough idea. But you can click on the show to get, let's say you're going to do some assessments, you need a lot more detail, you can get the detail by clicking on show. We also show what the reader should see in the article. This is the editing suggestions. And then there's an example. And we'd actually like to expand the number of examples to make them more subject relevant. A-class, here is a summary of the more detailed criteria. A-class is actually quite rare at the moment. How are we doing? We've done 10. It really should be pretty much there. This is an article which is essentially complete in content. It's the kind of thing that if you asked a Nobel laureate who got the Nobel Prize for, say, olefin metathesis, if you asked him to write the article on olefin metathesis, this is the article he would write. And it would not comply with all the style guide, etc., but the content would be complete. I should qualify that. We've amended it to say we'd like to have only a small number of style issues, but nothing major, but maybe a lot of picky little things that would prevent it from passing FAC. But it's pretty much ready for a cleanup for a featured article. I should mention that what we're trying to bring in with this is a peer review system at the Wiki project level. That has proved difficult, except for the larger and really active Wiki projects that have enough people who can do that. If it's a very small Wiki project, that's hard to sustain, and that's an issue we've tried to deal with. B-class used to be quite vague and rough. Military history led the way, again, in tightening up those criteria. They wanted a really tight control over what became B-class. And when we revised the scale last year, we added an extra grade of C-class. We used that opportunity, since we were in effect raising the standard of B anyway, we adopted those criteria. And here they are. Now, of course, what is suitably referenced? That's obviously a personal taste to some extent. But if you have someone who's an expert in military history, they can judge that fairly well. So these are the second three criteria. Reasonably well written, contains supporting materials where appropriate, such as pictures. And it's accessible for someone who has a basic knowledge of the topic. C-class is the next level down. As I said, this is one we introduced last year. And we had a big vote on it. In case you think assessment is just some obscure little corner, I think we had about 500 people voted in this. I had 65 pages of discussion that I had to read through to decide on the vote. So this is not a little remote corner. This is something that at least 500 Wikipedians really care about. And so we chose to incorporate it. This gives us a nice level that's not as tight as the new B class, but is clearly better than start class, which is the next level down. Start class means pretty much what it says, and you all know what stubs are. So, but this, a C-class article will typically cover the main points, more or less, and have a handful of references, is how I would see it. Then we collect all of those statistics together. This is for Canada. And you can see Canada has 37,000. Now, this is a few months old, as I say, but still applies. 37,000 articles. And you can see they're ranked. Now, currently, these link to categories, the GA class, Canada articles, etc., you can look at. But the projects will like to see, are we making an improvement? Are we getting more of the B class? Are we getting more of the A class or the GA class? Now, if I put this up, this is the selection from the Argentina project. This is just to give you a different list to look at besides Canada. This is just one of several pages of tables that the Wiki projects get. And they can track when the assessment was done and what level the article is at, how it was ranked for importance. This one was in 0.5, as was this one. Buenos Aires was in our initial CD release, you'll be glad to see. And here is a log of all of the changes. This was what happened in the Argentina Wiki project just earlier this week. You can see, okay? It's usually pretty routine, but... Now, one thing, this would all just be busy work. If all we were doing was going around tagging articles and feeling good that we were doing wiki work, but it should serve some purpose, okay? And to be honest, when we started this in chemistry, this was our goal. We weren't interested in offline releases. We just wanted to know, what articles do we have? Are they getting better? And so I love this thing. I'll show you where it applies in a minute. In case you can't read it, this is showcase, this is blemish, this is under the rug, and this is treasure. And I'll show you what that means later. Can anyone here guess what this periodic table represents? Sorry? No. It's the quality of the each article. So here is a featured article. This, I think, is a good article, if I've got it right. A B-class article. C-class article. And these are start class. So I will say I've done very little with the Elements Wiki project, so I'm not kind of showing off anything I've done. I just discovered this one day earlier this year and thought, wow, this is neat. So it's periodic table by article quality. So this is one way the projects can see, in the case of the Elements, they've got this nice graphic they can use to track how they're doing. And this is their page. And you'll notice they track everything. This became a good article. All the news updates, okay? And they're tracking this very carefully. Now, someone said hit count. You are very close. This table includes the hit count. What they've done, and they did this totally by themselves, is they combined the hit count with the grade or the assessment of the article. And this blemish means it has a high hit count but a low assessment. So anything in red, silicon, iron, lead, they need to be worked on next. The ones that are treasures are quite good quality but don't get many hits. Under the rug are pretty unimportant things. They may be bad, but who cares? No one reads them anyway. And the showcase ones are ones like helium, which get lots of hits and are very good quality. So I thought that was a really nice graphical way of representing. Most projects, of course, just do this through talk pages and things. Their goals are linked in with GA and FA and also B class and A class and so on. The French Wikipedia is also using this system. I know much less about how it's going there, so I won't talk too much. They keep track. This just shows how many, what percentage of each project's articles have been assessed. Okay, importance is another topic, but it's not so easy to assess for two reasons. One is it's relative. If you're in the Simpsons Project, it's really important. But to me, I'm sorry, I don't care too much about Bart Simpson. I don't think he's that important. So how do you judge that? Is Bart Simpson more important than Mozart? You know, some people would say yes. Or things can get quite passionate, okay? Which is more important, Barca or Real Madrid? I don't know if our friend from Barcelona is here. No, he's not. So it's probably just as well. So. Now, the wiki projects do an assessment, but what they do is they rank it within their own project. So this is the psychology project. Forgive me, this is a slide I used the other day, but it shows it very nicely. Psychology has given examples from the psychology field as to what they think top, high, mid, and low should look like. This is how it's called in the French. I love this pyramid that they have that's designed to show only a few should be at the very top. I will get to that. We use hit count, but this is purely a subjective assessment. I know about Houston. I know which articles that relate to Houston are the most important, and I will tag those as top importance. We at the 1.0 project have to adjust for that and say a top importance one from Houston is worth less than top importance from the United States, for example. And we calculate a project rank. So we also have external ways, including the hit count. But the hit count is only one of three parameters you can use. And it turns out that all of these three parameters are pretty good guides to importance. How many hits does it get per month? But also how many other pages linked to the article. If it's an orphan, it's probably not that important. And also, how many other languages have it? Someone may be well known in that particular country, but their worldwide appeal is very low. Then we can put all this together, and we at the 1.0 project have a bot that does this and combines them. And it turns out that Real Madrid wins by 3 points. 1,785 for Real Madrid, 1,782 for Barcelona. I should say these statistics are from last year, and my guess is after defeating Manchester United over the summer, Barcelona's probably ahead of Real Madrid now. Here is the algorithm that we use for that selection bot. We have the assessed importance points from the wiki project, plus what we call the external interest points, which are really, that's the number that comes from all of those statistics. The external interest points, we found this to be a nice combination. That's 100 times log to the base 10. Using a logarithmic scale ensures that no one parameter dominates. The applications, I can sit from on high and have this world view now of the entire English Wikipedia. This is already a little out of date. We actually passed the 1.9 million point this week. So well, this is just the ones that have been assessed. We actually have tagged a lot more than that. The French do the same thing. They have almost 300,000. No, I guess they have over 300,000 articles assessed now. We at the 1.0 project, we go through and we have a bot put scores on everything, and then we can use that to pull out the most important or the best quality or both. for our offline selections. Here is football. I guess I'd better move quickly. This is what we have loads of selections like this at 1.0 where we collected data. This is Argentine football. And I think if you look at these, if you know anything about Argentine football, you will probably accept that this is a reasonable order in which to put them. But you can pull out the important score separately from quality if you want. Argentine films. Okay, in conclusion, I think the quality assessment scheme does work very effectively. When I spoke at Wikimania 3 years ago, we had 30,000 articles assessed. We now have, as you saw, 1.9 million. It's done at the article level by people who are real editors. And that's something I really like, because if we just have another top-down scheme that those wiki bureaucrats are enforcing on the community, it's not really going to be very popular. This is something which the community itself, the people who are actually adding content to the articles, remember those people? You know, I was one once. Those people are the ones doing the assessment. That's really important. They're also knowledgeable about the subject they're assessing, because they assess within the project scope. And the result is the wiki projects love it. They get all the data they need, the metadata, within their own subject area without having to do a lot of work. It has proved very robust, I would say. We have very few arguments about this article is B. No, it should be C. This should be B, etc. Have very little of that. With importance, that's more controversial, but the quality scale certainly is very robust and scales pretty well. There are differences between projects, but really those differences aren't huge. We do have one or a couple of small problems that we're still trying to work to address, the peer review system and how we integrate things like GA. Oh, and assessments becoming out of date. Importance, I said, was much harder to measure. We can use the results. And here's the last point I want to make. This can work in the Spanish Wikipedia, the German Wikipedia, the Finnish Wikipedia, the Tamil Wikipedia. I think this system will work very well in a lot of environments. So thank you, and I'll take questions.
Very impressive. Okay, thank you. It's very impressive. And like I asked you yesterday, and I see now I'm welcome the idea to propagate it to other wikis. Is that still a theory, or are there attempts to propagate it to other Wikipedias?
There have been other attempts. The French one is the only one that I did mean to research that to see. Other groups have copied the assessment scale, translated it, but not necessarily started the scheme. You do need to have one person who is willing to spend time getting the system started, helping people write templates, etc. But it's not that much work, actually, considering the impact it has. So far, just really the French. Does anyone know of any others? Okay. So, but I think the French thing shows, even in a different, it took them less than 2 years to reach over 300,000 articles. So.
Sorry. To be honest, I very like your ideas, and I'm intended to implement it also in my Wikipedia. And my question is, based on your explanation, bot has very important role in this project, because I think if we're doing this manually, it will not work. Is it correct, or can we do it manually without bots?
Well, Well, first of all, I think the bots are mostly written and you could copy the code over. We started doing this manually, and I spent many late nights copying things. I wrote to every wiki project personally. I didn't have a bot do it. This was in 2005 or 6 or something, and I wrote a personal note with 4 tilde marks saying, can you give us a list of your best articles, whether they're A class or B class, and tell us what they are, and then I would add them in manually to a table. And that's how we started. And with some help from people like Kirill, who was doing the military history things, and some of the other projects that took an interest in this, we got to maybe 2,000 to 3,000 articles within maybe 9 months doing manually. But that was me dedicating a lot of time to that. Once we instituted the bot, we went from 3,000 to 30,000 in about 3 months. The bot, suddenly the projects had much more reason to do it because they get all the nice tables, statistics that they want, which with the manual system, you don't see that. So it can be done, but the bot is better if you can do it. Thank you.
Before you leave,